Alan for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Hey, it's Alan and Darren. We're just wrapping up the show now and figuring out what we're going to put in the catch up, buddy.
Definitely Shane Hope, mate. We love Shane, don't we?
He's really
so knowledgeable about footy.
A little bit too much State of Origin for my liking today, but no.
How's his stat, though, about three of the top four State of Origin attendances ever?
Yeah, but I mean, because they can hold it. It's the
all in Victoria.
It's the Triple MCG, mate.
Victorians just love sport, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do, but it's just the perfect venue.
So Shane Hope's definitely in. Holly's got to be in.
Holly's in. He's always good for a laugh. We'll also have Marion Prince. She'll be in as well because she gave us great weekly local news wrap. I didn't realise about this whole thing going on in Collie with the power and stuff. So that's pretty interesting. Also, we'll chuck in Brendan. Chad here from MasterChef. He's the guy from WA that cut his hand open and then had to continue on with the competition. So
good.
A few little gags in there about Curtis Stone. Look out for those. What else do we want to chuck in there, mate? I think that's about it. We're chucking Anita. She was very nice as well from Bridgetown. Gave us a bit of a sum up what's going on over the weekend.
Bridgetown, happy 150th of Bridgetown.
Yeah, you don't look a day over 140.
We love you, Bridgetown.
No, well done. It's going to be a great weekend for you. And that's pretty much what we'll chuck in the catch-up, mate. Yeah, we'll do it. We might, don't be surprised if something else is in there, but for now, we'll just put that in, I reckon.
Enjoy whatever that sneaky surprise is.
What are you getting up to this weekend, mate?
I've got a 30th to go to, actually.
A 30th?
Yeah, my little sister's partner.
Aww.
Driving up to Perth. They'll make me feel old.
Your little sister's partner. You like him? Dating your little sister.
Should I mention that he's a Hawthorn fan? He's actually a bigger Hawthorn fan than you are.
I'll allow it. Good luck to him and good luck with the marriage.
I just watch your whole face change. Oh, what a wonderful guy he must be.
That's not true. Actually,
I like him as much as you can like someone that's in a relationship with your little sister.
Good call, buddy. Mm. No, as far as Hawthorn supporters go, they're not all great.
No, they're not.
But this one is. Thanks for listening and enjoy the catch up.
Enjoy.
Shane Hope on the line from the West Australian, fresh from the Triple MCG, mate. You had a bit of fun there this week.
Absolutely, yeah. 87,000 at State of Origin on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, Queensland didn't get up, but New South Wales looked very good. So great atmosphere, great entertainment package beforehand, and surely there'll be more calls now for the AFL Grand Final to be played at night after the package that the NRL put on the other night.
Yeah, it did look pretty good. I did see a little bit of that. I didn't watch the game, mate. Couldn't care less about rugby. I'm more about AFL myself, to be honest.
No, I'm a huge rugby league fan, so it was great to get along there for the second Origin game that I've been to. And funny now that the MCG actually holds three of the top four crowd records in Origin history, so... there's one up over Sydney.
So what are you trying to say there is that we're not going to get a grand final over at Optus Stadium anytime soon?
No, well, you get State of Origin actually next year. So
I'll take it.
Encourage everyone in WA to get along to that and pack out.
100%. Let's go into what game's on tonight. Port Adelaide taking on Richmond. How do we think this one's going to go?
Well, Port are actually the favourites here. They lost to Hawthorn last week, but Dustin Martin's out for Richmond. Obviously, he's got that calf niggle. He's headed over to New Zealand to see his old man. But the Tigers have built their game plan around this collective and players playing their role. So, of course, Dustin Martin's harder to replace than most, but Anthony Miles comes in. He's been in fantastic form at VFL level. As for Port Adelaide, they've been a bad kicking side this year. They admit they don't have the answers to that. That's despite bringing in guys like Jack Watts and Stephen Motlop, who are renowned for their skills. So they've got a massive couple of weeks. Richmond, the Bulldogs and Melbourne coming up. They need Charlie Dixon up and firing. He's only kicked 7 goals, 13 for this season. So he needs to turn it around. Really disappointed to see the Richmond youngster Jack Graham dropped as well. He's one of my favourites. But Jason Castagna comes in for them, and he's a speedy little player as well. So... really hard one to pick, but massive game, particularly for Port Adelaide and their final sides.
100%. Now, we do have a lot of games on this weekend. Don't have time to go through all of them, but let's just talk about this. Fremantle taking on Adelaide, a Fremantle side without Nat Fyfe. Do they have a chance?
Do they have a chance? Yes. Will they win? Probably not. Adelaide have actually got 6 or 7 of their top 10 from last year's best and fairest out of the side at the moment. So that's a significant chunk of talent. Taylor Walker, they spoke about him coming back from a hamstring in round 13. Now they've actually named him, so they're playing funny buggers at the selection table again. They've ruled out Tom Lynch with a side strain, so that's disappointing. Rory Laird's out with a broken hand, Australian defender. So there's some massive outs for the Crows, so that does give Freo a chance, but they've got some fitness tests today as well. Sandland's concussion, Alex Pierce with that ankle, and Lachie Neal with a calf. He looked terrible in the rooms on Sunday after the Collingwood game. I spoke with him for about 5 or 10 minutes. He thought he'd be okay, but he was moving a bit like my grandma did in her final years. So he didn't look great. She struggled a bit on the trot, and Lockie was as well. So Alex Pearce, that looked really nasty in that tackle from, who was it, Brody Grundy. It was a real vicious tackle, and he sort of bent that leg around. So that was the same leg he broke previously. No link with that injury, apparently, but they'll be cautious nonetheless. So really tough for Freo to get up here. Adelaide, like with Port Adelaide, it's a massive game for them. They've got a real tough stretch in the back half of the season, so they'll be desperate to get a win over a side where they really should be beating the Dockers.
Excellent. Well, once again, you're not making Freo fans too happy, mate.
Well, I'm one of them, so you can't give me advice or anything like that.
Explains.
You've got to be realistic in times like this.
Hope by name, hope by nature.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Shane Hope from the West Australian. Thanks for the chat, mate.
No worries, guys.
Absolutely love him. Great guy. Knows exactly what he's talking about. Couldn't care less about the rugby situation he was going on about the start. But unfortunately for Freo fans, not looking too good. But in saying that, prove us wrong, Freo. Prove us wrong. Woman, Triple M, Alan with you, 8:15, and we're turning our attention to Dunsborough right now. This story out of the Boston Dunsborough Mail today had me thinking, mate. Now, we've heard all about the Puma to Go situation.
Sure have.
Puma proposed to be built 150 metres right within the town centre, opposite already another petrol station. A lot of residents are saying, no, we don't want this.
A lot of residents. When we saw that survey,
yes,
the percentage who didn't want it was the highest they'd ever seen.
It was
like 99.2 or something percent of residents surveyed didn't want the petrol station.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Now, unfortunately, we have seen it go to court since then.
Yep.
And it appears the petrol station's won. They got the right to build. Developers won.
They had the right to build. Last month.
Yep. And I thought it was done. I thought it was, you know, put a fork in it. Nothing more can be done. Mm-hmm. It's done. And in a sense, that's kind of true.
Yep.
However, this story is very interesting because they've got a quote here from David Ritter. Now, David Ritter is heavily involved in Greenpeace. He's written a bunch of books, including The Cold Truth, The Native Title Market. He also just happens to be the Greenpeace Australia Pacific Chief Executive Officer. So he's somebody.
And indeed very lucky to have had David in town for the Margaret River Readers and Writers Festival, which is where he made his comments.
Exactly. So he walked around, and just a little bit of his quote here was something in the lines of, the idea of building the petrol station would be insane, as fossil fuels have no future. Now, that got me thinking, and I'm just kind of going to get my thoughts out on air right now. Fine. We've already had a couple of celebrities come up and say, hey, this is rubbish, we don't want this.
Miles Pollard, another one, the actor.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was thinking, if someone like this, I mean, we don't know too much about Greenpeace. I don't know too much about it personally, sure, but certain groups would. We need a Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
A Hugh Jackman. Not Hugh Jackman. He might be busy.
He might get it done, though.
Nicole Kidman. We need a big name to step up and say something to stop this, because it's funny, this guy said something and now everyone's going,
I think it's great. Can I just throw in the mix there too? It's great that David's, you know, throwing those comments in the mix. Do you reckon maybe he could have done it though earlier than a month after?
Well, he had to visit it to understand what was going on.
I'm pretty sure it would have been crossed the radar.
Someone from Greenpeace has got a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world. So, of course, you know, hindsight's a beautiful thing. But
it's an important environmental issue to the people of the South West.
That's the thing. When you visit Dunsborough, when you see where they're actually putting it, it puts it really in perspective. You go, wait, there's one petrol station just there.
Why do you need another one?
Exactly.
Why do you need it? It's confronting, front and centre.
Yeah. So we'll continue, obviously, finding out more.
I like
and more.
It though. Well, it's not a bad idea. A big name, you reckon?
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Let's go on a fact-finding mission. Let's see who we can get. Eh?
Let's see who we can get. I have no power. I'm unfortunately the biggest name I know, and I've got no weight. So we'll keep it going.
You are the biggest name you know.
A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the Southwest on Triple M?
Yes, and Holly is on the line. Morning, mate.
How are you, mate? Yeah, good, yourself?
Yeah, doing well. Weather hasn't exactly been ideal for fishing, but I imagine you've still managed to get out there, right?
Maxine's actually gone away for 8 days, and she was actually hoping to come back and I'd have some fresh, nice whiting for her there, but the weather's been a bit crazy, and then because I'm a lawnmower man, normally on a good day I'll still go fishing and say to my customers, I'll see you tomorrow, but because it's been so crazy, I sort of had to do a couple just to keep everybody happy. So, the weather's been great. I did see Growy head out yesterday, which looks like a pretty good day. and he sort of knows, he does the same thing too. If it's a good day for fishing, you've just got to go fishing. But yeah, these blows have been really good though, for the snapper, the mulloway. Hopefully it'll push in a few crabs. I actually sent you a photo this morning of the sambo we got last week as well. Like, we caught a couple, but they're like freight trains. They're like the big brother of the salmon or something, you know. They just stay, but guys will go out, professionals, or not the professionals, but guys will get on their charter boats. They go out deep to these big rocks and just play with sambos, you know, and then just catch them, let them go, because they're just such an intense fight. Like, they're just, got missiles on here underwater. But, so the blow's been good. The guys are getting mulloway, snapper off the beach. They're just going off, guys, anywhere along the beach with these last couple of blows. I like always recommend go, like, near those drains that come down from the river. You know, all the stuff comes out of there. They all hang around there. The whiting off the Cape, those sam whiting, I've heard a few stories about them. Out in 30 metres, guys. They reckon they're not big ones yet, but, you know, they're all starting, and not much beats the old whiting. Hopefully with these loads of crabs have come in. The herring, guys, too, I've been heard of a few packs of herring in numbers. But with these blows too, because there'd be a lot of weed in the water, so probably not so much good trawling, but, you know, anchor up, burly up, and, should be good. And the weekend weather's not looking too good. Another big front coming through, which is good for sort of the mulloway fishermen, the snappers fishermen. But next week, guys, I reckon the whole week, you've probably got some time owing to you. I think every day next week looks like a really good fishing day, so... So tight lines, guys.
Love it, mate. A lot of people need to pull a sickie for next week, is what you're subtly trying to say.
Yes. Oh, actually, I was just looking at my notes there. With Growy being up at the ramp, right, with you saw his car and his trailer there, I used to send messages to a couple of my mates, you know, who'd be working. I'd go, oh, did you see what was up at Port Geograph this morning? And they'd go, no. And I'd go, oh, it's my car and boat trailer. So I was half expecting that one from Growy, but
always stirring, Holly. Thanks for the chat, mate.
All right, mate, have a good week.
I want to bring up this one. I noticed this story out of the Busselton Dunsborough Mail, and that is that the state government has asked for the city of Busselton to return some money back to them.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, mate. This is around the money the government gave the city of Busselton, as allocated to the city of Busselton, for the Busselton foreshore redevelopment a year or two ago, perhaps 2 years. And we hadn't thought of this. You know, if you successfully manage to get money from the government and you haven't spent it yet, sits in the bank, what does it do?
Well, that's the thing. It gets interest,
doesn't it? It earns interest, yeah.
And then, so that interest...
What do you do with it?
Well, that's the thing. So this is all part of that royalties for regions. And we've known that when Labor came in, they did a lot of cuts. They got a lot of belts they're tightening up in regards to the whole, you know, budget and how out of shape we are.
Not real keen on the royalties for regions.
Of course not. They didn't love it. And we're a bit fired up about it here. But that's another argument for another day. But the whole thing with this is that they had a whole chunk of change sitting in the bank accruing interest. They ended up accruing about $100,000 worth of interest. Now, Busselton, what they wanted to do was use that money to help renovate something by the foreshore, a little kid's playground area.
Did the right thing, wrote a letter, asked nicely.
They said, hey, we've done this, we want to do this with the money, to which the state government's turned around and said, no, mate,
extra money. Oh, we'll manage the spending of that, thank you very much.
Which is absurd to me because, and I'm going to say it's only $100,000 because of the grand scheme of where the budget's currently at. To me, $100,000, yes, supplies.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
To them, that's like one of the yearly wages. Yeah, that can't mean absolutely anything compared to what the plans are for it in Busselton.
Change.
But they want it back.
We've got to go through the fine print, though. It says the department advised the city $50,000 of the interest could be used towards the Busselton Jetty Inc.'s proposal to build a swimming area at the end of the jetty. So they've sort of said, if you get this proposal up, you can spend part of the money, but you can't have all of it.
I think they should have it all, to be honest.
Oh, totally.
I just don't understand why.
Two votes.
Like, to be honest, because Busselton knows what they're doing with their money better than the whole city of Perth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
the city of Busselton quite carefully and...
invested money.
Yeah, in a considered manner. Earned interest of their own accord.
Just ridiculous. Bridgetown is going to be having a very, very busy weekend this weekend as they celebrate 150 years. I've got Anita on the line to chat to me about all things Bridgetown. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you braving the cold? I know it's been cold there the last few days.
That's what the Winter Festival is all about. It's about celebrating Bridgetown in the winter, you know, all the misty mornings and music in front of the fire and learning to cook and doing jigsaw puzzles and all that sort of thing.
Putting on jumpers. Multiple ones.
And beanies.
I tell you, Bridgetown looking fantastic at the moment. We've seen just this beautiful artwork just everywhere.
Mm. That's a yarn bombing attempt at the world record for yarn bombing, and all the trees are covered in icicles, and there's yarn things around the trees, blankets to keep them warm, and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's
and it does look really magical.
It just it's just transformed Bridgetown. It looks absolutely beautiful, but there's a whole lot of different events going on as well this weekend.
Oh, there is, yeah. I mean, you're going to need a whole day if you're coming to Bridgetown.
Yep.
We've got the Shire-sponsored 150th anniversary celebrations, and that's going to be a street feast. There's going to be long tables in the main street, and there'll be food and games and that sort of thing. We'll get the announcement as to whether we did get the world record for yarn bombing.
Yes, hoping. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And then there's a projection on 150 years of Bridgetown, from Jijil up to Bridgetown. And then it's going to snow.
Yeah, I've heard about this. There are, yeah, it's going to snow. That'd be great for the kids. They're going to love it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is great. And also what happens too is we turn on all the blue lights on the buildings. So all the buildings will have lovely blue lights on them. So with that and the icicles and the snow, it'll be absolutely magical.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be very good. What else is going on?
Well, all day on the Saturday, there are displays. The CWA are putting on a showcase from 1939 to 1947. And they're going to have lots of memorabilia and that sort of thing that you can have a look at. We have artists in residence. We have local live music at the Cidery and Nelson's. We have a theatre performance of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And then we've got all these other displays and demonstrations all day. The Grumpy Old Men, which is the men's shed. We call them Grumpy Old Men down here. the Art and Craft Club, the Freemasons Lodge will be open to show you what all those mysterious things are all about. And the Historical Society is also having a display at the Bridgetown Police Station Museum.
So there's plenty going on. I think for everyone, the best advice is just head to Bridgetown, pop into the visitor centre and just get your directions from there. But it sounds like it's going to be a chock-a-block weekend. Anita, thanks for the chat today.
Okay, not a problem. Thanks, Alan.
See you later. Anita there from Bridgetown. And yes, make sure you pop on there by this weekend. It's going to be great. Also, the website to go to if you want to get yourself this downloadable little guidebook is bridgetowninthewinter.com.au. MasterChef, it's been an incredible season so far. Unfortunately, a guy that I thought had a chance to actually pull the whole thing off has been sent home last night. Brendan, morning, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you, mate. Disappointed you got sent home last night. Anytime I see a West Australian, I'm like, let's do it. Let's win this whole thing. So I'm not saying you disappointed me, but a little bit you disappointed me. you did well, however. You did well, however. Like, you cut your hand. Talk me through this.
Yes, I did. We had a team challenge with Nigella, and I was downstairs in the pantry, like of the cafe. I went upstairs, and I had an olive oil bottle in my hand, and I tripped. And it smashed straight through my hand, and I had 13 stitches.
It's pretty badass. As far as cutting your hand goes, smashing a glass into it, it's almost heavy metal.
Yeah, and I think the funniest thing is, like, I didn't cut myself with a knife or, like, burn myself in the kitchen. But it was just that I, tripped over that
just
day.
Impaled yourself with an olive oil bottle. No, but you did well. We saw you come back and try to get through the challenges. You almost did it with one hand most of the time, which was very exciting to see. You worked with some great people along the way. Curtis Stone was there towards the end. How was it hanging out with him?
Oh, he was awesome. Like, I feel, very grateful that, like, last night, I had, like, a private masterclass with Curtis Stone on working with a really nice piece of meat, so... even though I went home, trying to take the positives from it.
How often is Curtis Stone trying to give you deals at Coles? How often does that happen? Because every time I see him, that's what I experience.
It hasn't happened yet, and I think I've undercooked the meat, so...
Doesn't even drop in, not even subtle hints, where he's just like, oh, this is a great steak. Just some of the similar ones you'll find at Coles, mate.
Yeah.
You also worked with Nigella. I imagine that would have been a treat as well.
Yeah, Nigella was awesome. I mean, I think we all love her, and everyone... in Australia loves her. I mean, she's all about home cooking, and for us on MasterChef, like, we're not chefs either, so we really liked her kind of home cooking style, and she's really humble as well and spent a lot of time with us and getting to know us.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, mate, what's in the works now? What's the plan?
So I'm back at home now in Perth. I'm spending a bit of time with family, and Doing a lot of cooking with mum as well, learning more about her cake business and her cakes, and finding my feet. So hopefully in the future, open up my own cafe with mum. And yeah, I do savoury, she do sweet.
Yeah, it sounds good. Good team. And before I let you go as well, I ask every contestant this. What were you eating last night while you watched yourself get eliminated?
Oh, I wasn't eating, actually. So
too nervous.
I was way too nervous.
As long as you stay away from the olive oil, you'll be fine, mate. Thanks for the chat today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sounds of the Southwest. Triple M.
Nobody likes the sound of creepy crawlies, but everyone loves this sound for Ozmic Pest Control.
I got Gemma from Busselton on the line. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing well. $1,500. If you just happened to win that today, what would you do with it?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably put it aside to take a trip.
Take a trip anywhere in particular?
I don't know.
Somewhere warm.
Somewhere nice and warm.
Yeah, had a feeling. Somewhere warm. Maybe Broome, maybe Bali, maybe anywhere else that's warm. I don't know. Mars. I don't know. I'm not good at this. All right. I am good at telling people if they're right or wrong, but that's one of my skills. I'll play the sound for you.
Yeah.
I'll play it one more time. Let's do it. $1,500. What is the sound of the Southwest?
Well, I'm kind of hoping it's the sound that it makes when they're putting a tyre onto the rim at Bridgestone in Buffleton.
Yeah, because the tyre is very specific. I like it. It's got ticks a lot of those boxes.
All the elements are there, Alan.
All the elements are there except for one.
Boom, boom.
It being the right answer. But it's a good guess, and we're going to chuck it onto the list of things it's not. It's helpful. We're starting to narrow it down. I like it.
Good on you, Gemma.
No worries. Thanks.
No, thank you. Of course, we will add that to the list, triplem.com.au. Does return again on Monday.
1525.
Oh, when you say it like that, it sounds like a bit of fun. 1525.
It's always a bit of fun every day.
I prefer the 1,525.
Stretch it out a little bit. Cold, yeah, really. Hard cash. Yeah. Up for grabs Monday morning.
Enjoy it with your icy cold can of Coke. You know, just those classic radio sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if I just spoke like that all morning.
I think we're all very appreciative that
I don't.
That we don't.
Yeah.
The weekly local news wrap with Marion Print.
And of course, Marion Print now joins me. Hello, Marion.
Hello, I'm good.
Now, plenty happening. Let's talk about what's going on in Collie today.
So the Critical Horizons Powering the Future of WA conference will run today and tomorrow. It's all about talking about renewable energy and getting power from different sources, solar, bioenergy.
Yeah, cool.
But I did read an interesting fact. Farmers currently produce around 10 million tonnes of straw, which is considered waste, and that's enough to provide a third of the electricity used within the whole state.
Really?
I just think that's amazing, and we could be using our waste a little bit.
Yeah, that's
better.
Crazy. That's a cool little fun fact.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to talk about this. We touched on it a little bit earlier in the week, but I mean, it's not gone anywhere anytime soon.
No.
This pyramid scheme.
Yeah. So, Consumer Protection received a few reports of a group of women tricking people, I guess, luring them in with the hopes of empowerment and community, and asking for a gift of $5,000. And, you know, that's a clear indicator that that's a pyramid scheme.
People couldn't see the quotation fingers around gift, but it was definitely implied. I know you chatted with Annetta about that from Consumer Protection. It's one of those things where on paper, when they've laid it out the way they have, it's very easy to spot. You go, yeah, that's obviously a scam. But in person, you can imagine that you could easily fall for it.
Yeah, they'd probably be very charismatic. And and also they prey on vulnerable women.
Yeah.
So maybe they're going through something. And I think that's just upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is in the news, Marion?
The RAC has received over 1,000 claims in less than a week, and they're just wanting residents to bunker down, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your furniture in, or
this is all about the storms.
About the storms,
So
bring your furniture in, or tie it down. Clear out your gutters. Empty your pool a little bit.
Yep.
Just keep you a little bit safer. Safe.
Just be prepared.
Your windows.
We kind of warn people here at Triple M when a storm's coming. So just keep that in mind, and it'll cause a little bit less damage. Event wise, what's going on this weekend?
So the Mukuru Community Festival was planned for tomorrow.
Yes.
But they've unfortunately had to cancel that because of the weather.
Yeah.
So that will be postponed until next month.
Yeah, they're thinking July 14th, aren't they? Something like that. So hopefully the weather will be a little bit more clearer for that one.
Yeah.
Also, Bridgetown.
Bridgetown Community Street Celebrations on Steer Street on Sunday. That's special.
There's so many things going on in Bridgetown. I know Saturday they're going to have it snowing, supposedly, with the... Yeah, they've got all the crochet and all that stuff already out there with the yarn bombing Guinness World Record attempt. But also... they're going to be getting rid of snow as well and projecting stuff. It's going off in Bridgetown. Get around it.
Get in Bridgetown.
Huge celebrations. Not every day or year that you turn 150, is it?
No, not every day, that's for sure. And also in Bunbury, something going on as well.
Yes, the Commercial Club will host a rock and roll dance with the Whiskey Dogs.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Where
Saturday
my dog's
night.
At, I love
that
it.
Sounds like a little fan.
So get moving like a hound dog, am I right, guys?
I don't know. I think you're by yourself on that one.
Marion, thank you.
You're welcome.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Trying to make a joke around here. Just trying to make a bit of jokes and no one lets you do it.
Can't have you sullying the king's good name, mate.